You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The man accused of fatally shooting Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder and injuring his partner pleaded not guilty in court Friday. Prosecutors alleged Tremaine Jones ambushed the officers during a call about shots fired and left evidence, including his ID, at the scene. Officer Christopher McCray, still recovering from gunshot wounds, attended the hearing. Jones remains locked up on a $500,000 bond. If you ride MCTS, you could be in for some issues. Milwaukee County transit workers have until July 31st to reach a new labor deal, or there could be a strike. On Friday, a proposed one-year contract was voted down by union members. The length of a contract is at issue, along with concerns like security, overtime, and wages. It's now a recurring story. Hazy skies from Canadian wildfires and high heat. Cooling centers could be opening midweek with highs in the 90s and heat index values over 100. Now through then, smoke from Canadian wildfires will drift into southeastern Wisconsin. Meteorologists say a cold front could bring relief late in the day Thursday, but you should expect high humidity and limited winds until then. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Waukesha County Detective Joseph Mensah is leaving law enforcement. In a letter released over the weekend, he says he's formally resigning from the police force effective July 31st, citing personal reasons. Mensah thanked his department for supporting him. Before joining Waukesha County in 2021, Mensah served in Wauwatosa, where he was cleared in three high-profile shootings. One of the women who stabbed a friend nearly to death as children to please the fictional character Slenderman will be released. Savannah Tomey Olson has the latest.
Anissa Weyer and Morgan Geiser nearly killed their friend in 2014. All three of them were 12 years old. The two responsible pleaded guilty and were found by the court to be not guilty due to mental disease or defect. Anissa Weyer, who did not stab the victim, was released from a mental hospital in 2021. She lives with her father and wears a GPS monitor. Now Morgan Geiser, the one who actually stabbed the victim, will be released as well. She's been at the Winnebago Mental Health Institute for 7 years now. She's now 22. Experts said in sworn testimony she's made progress in her mental illness. Yesterday in court, her release plan was approved by a judge, although the details were not shared publicly.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Brewers head to Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening a three-game series against the Mariners at T-Mobile Park. The Brewers with a 6-5 win yesterday on the road against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Manager Pat Murphy, pleased with catcher Eric Haas and shortstop Joey Ortiz.
It felt good that we kept grinding at bats out. They know how they have to play. And, you know, Eric Haas, you know he doesn't get to play very much, getting a big RBI. Oh, two outs, you know, Ortiz, what can you say about the way the guy plays? Defensive.
The Brewers have now won 10 in a row. NFL Packers reporting to Green Bay for the start of Wednesday's first day of practice. Linebacker Quay Walker, physically unable to perform. He's been dealing with that ankle injury at the end of last season.
Hard to say. I think I just do too much thinking, to be honest with you. Instead of just going out there and just play. Half is making me think, whatever the case may be. It'd just be me trying to do everything right instead of just lining up and just playing. I can be a real, real productive player.
That's Packers linebacker Quay Walker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I love it when I hope rumors are true. According to the New York Post, there are rumblings that Fleetwood Mac will reunite. It's not just from the paparazzi, but rather from Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. They did a coordinated Instagram post sparking rumors. Nicks posted song lyrics from Frozen Love, and Buckingham completed them. The two famously dated and broke up, just like fellow band members Christine and John McVie. Breakups have served the band well, though, because the album they were making during said breakups was Rumors and was awesome. I'm a sucker for a good cop show. My favorite detective show in the last several years is probably Amazon Prime's Bosch. And I also like the spinoff Bosch Legacy. The show has produced yet another spinoff called Ballard, which is based on a character introduced in the last season of Bosch Legacy, Detective Renee Ballard. The detective elements of the show are great, but star Maggie Q lacks a certain charisma. Having said that, there is a lot going on, and the cold cases Ballard takes on are pretty cool. Well, the Kiss Cam couple is still reeling from the traumatic outing at a Coldplay concert last week. According to TMZ, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin is mortified that the couple were exposed thanks to him. Astronomer CEO Andy Byron was seen canoodling with the head of his HR department, Kristen Cabot. They probably figured it was safe going into a crowd of 65,000 people to check out Coldplay. They probably figured it was safe to go into a crowd of 65,000 people to check out Coldplay's record-breaking Music of the Spheres tour that actually started back in 2022, when Byron and Cabot were probably still just flirting. Many think Byron will resign or be forced out of his position, and as for Cabot, if she remains in HR, she'll have to get used to people laughing when they're called into her office to be scolded. Follow the money, and it might lead you to why The Late Show with Stephen Colbert was canceled after 11 seasons. Maybe. CBS insists it's for financial reasons. Some think there are political motives, or that it's due to the Paramount Skydance Studios merger. Either way, one of the funniest guys on TV will no longer be occupying David Letterman's old chair. Colbert addressed the firing to the studio audience on Thursday night and said he has not been replaced, but The Late Show is just going away. Colbert's first show was September 8th, 2015, and his last will be in May of 2026. Damn shame. Speaking of the Paramount Skydance merger, there could possibly be another casualty, according to Jon Stewart. A longtime sometime Daily Show host, according to Variety, says he honestly does not know what the future holds for the show. Pretty sure it's only like three people who own everything now, and I'm not one of them. Stewart added that Comedy Central without The Daily Show is like Muzak. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 66 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.